Windows 7 First Looks, Part 3, for February 10th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back again with the third part of the Windows 7 First Looks series. What I've been talking about here is the new Windows 7 beta that Microsoft released in January of this year, just last month actually. And I've been demonstrating how assistive technology works with the new beta, mostly JAWS 10 on this machine. And what I've been doing is showing you some of the new things that are included with Windows 7, and some of the ways that it's the same as Vista, and some of the ways that it's altered from Vista. What we're going to do today is I'm going to show you some personalization and performance options that will help you get the most out of Windows 7 with your screen reader, and perhaps get a little more oomph out of it on a lower end machine if you're trying it on an older machine. And another thing that I'm going to show you today is the differences as far as accessibility in using Windows 7 in the Network Sharing Center versus the Network Sharing Center in Vista. Okay, first we're going to talk about some performance and personalization settings. I got these little tips from Rich Calavero, and I apologize, Rich, if I pronounced your last name wrong. He gave us some settings here that we can use to tweak Windows 7 with JAWS and older computers. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up personalization, and I'm just going to hit the start button.
Menu, search box, edit, search programs and files.
And I'm going to type in, or I'm going to start typing in personalization. All I have to do is type in person, actually.
P-E-R-S-O-N, personalization.
Okay, and I'll hit enter.
Enter. Leaving menus, desktop background, picture location combo.
Okay. And for some reason, this tends to go into the Windows background link, so I'm going to do an Alt left arrow to go back a screen.
Alt left arrow, personalization main task pane list box desktop background link, personalization main task pane list view Windows 7 basic, Windows 7 basic, Windows 7 basic, Windows 7 basic.
And you hear JAWS there going a little crazy on repeating the current theme that we're using. Wanted everybody to remember that currently, although I'm using JAWS 10 on this machine, and I'm also using System Access 3.0, and I haven't used Window Eyes yet on it, but I've been told it works well. None of these assistive technologies are currently officially supporting Windows 7 yet, so while they will work okay, they will all have their various issues with Windows 7 at this time. So when you see that here, you know, don't worry about it. By the time, you know, Windows 7 is released, and by the time the assistive technology vendors do their updates, everything should be working fine. All right, what we want to do here is, I believe this defaults to, or at least it says it defaults to high contrast white, I believe. And what you're going to do here is you're going to up or down arrow.
Nature, Windows 7, custom, custom, Windows 7, nature, nature, Windows 7 basic, Windows 7 basic.
And what we're looking for is Windows 7 basic. And in order to make this selection, we'll hit enter on it.
Enter.
And normally you'll hear a sound that will verify that you've made the change. I was already using Windows 7 Basic here. Let's see.
High contrast number 2. High con.
Yeah, let's just hit enter here.
Enter, send feedback,
Yeah.
send feedback, person.
And then you heard the sound, so.
Personalization main task pane list view Windows 7 basic, Windows 7 basic.
So that's where it did default. Now let's choose Windows 7 basic.
Enter, Windows 7, Avast, personalization main task pane list view Windows 7 basic, Windows 7 basic, exclamator, exclam.
Okay, and you hear a lot of different things being announced there that aren't necessarily on the screen for some reason or another. All right, we can close this out now.
Alt F4.
Go back to the desktop.
Windows space. The Windows sidebar is not active.
Oops.
The Windows M. Computer. Rick.
There we go. Accidentally hit the Windows space bar. All right, another thing that we're going to do is we're going to change some performance features to make Windows 7 run better with perhaps with the older, slower machine. So again, I'm going to hit my spacebar.
Menu, search box, edit, search programs and files.
Or sorry, not my spacebar, my start button. And here in the search box, we're going to type in performance.
Performance monitor.
And
Control panel toolbar C. Performance information and use tools to improve perform recommended adjust the appearance documents dot perfect world dot vista upgrade at perfect dot use to perform a control panel performance monitor program.
Alright, let's try this again.
Programs left pair and one right pair space blank.
P
E command prompt C per R per F performance
O
R A A N C E performance monitor. Control panel toolbar C. Performance monitor P. Programs toolbar P.
Okay, what am I doing wrong here?
Programs left parent, one right parent.
All right.
Escape.
Let's skip that.
Escape, leaving menus, start button.
I'm obviously doing something wrong here. Let's go into the control panel.
Menu, search box, edit, COF, system, connect to a network, project E, control R, control panel, enter, leaving menus, all control panel light.
And we'll do it the long way. I'm in control panel, and now I'm going to go to system.
SYS, system link.
I'm going to hit enter here.
Enter. System rating is not available. Link tab. Change setting tab. Change product tab. Learn more on the tab. Toolbar desk tab. Search box edits tab. Control panel tab. Device manager link tab. Remote settings tab. System protection link tab. Advanced system settings link.
And I'm going to go into advanced system settings.
Enter. System properties dialog. Advanced page. Performance settings ... button. Alt plus S.
And we're going to go into the performance settings button here.
Space, performance options dialog, visual effects page, select the settings you want to use for the appearance and performance of Windows on this computer, custom colon radio button checked, 404, Alt plus C.
Okay, and this will default to...
Adjust for best performance, adjust for best appearance radio button checked, 204, Alt plus B.
To best appearance. And what we want to change this to...
Adjust for best performance radio button checked, 304, Alt plus P.
Is best performance. So all you have to do is arrow down here.
Tab, 313 view, animate controls and elements inside Windows dash off, 1 of 17.
You can turn some more of these features off, but here and in other places, I've had some difficulty getting settings to toggle. So I'm not going to try it here. You can, if you want, you can turn some more of these features off here to get maybe a little bit more performance out. But generally, you can just use the best performance setting here, and you'll be okay.
Tab, okay button.
So we'll go to okay.
Space, performance settings ... button. Alt tab, user tab, startup and recover tab, environment tab, okay button.
And go to okay.
Space, system, advanced system settings link, send feedback.
And then we can control, let's see, not control, we can close control panel here.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, grid.
Okay, and if you want a little bit more and some personalization settings, some tweaking, if you
menu, search box edit, search programs
go into
and
search
files.
Here and you type in blind.
B-I-N-D, optimize for blindness, O.
And hit enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Use the computer without a display. Turn on narrator checkbox not checked. Alt plus U. Send feedback.
This takes you into ease of access, but it gives you some, if you tab through here, it gives you some features that you can change if you want.
Tab, turn on audio description checkbox not checked. Alt tab, set up text to speech link. Tab, turn off all unnecessary animations. Left parent when possible, right parent checkbox checked. Alt plus W.
And we've already basically done this. It's checked. If it's not, you might want to check that too. Turn off all your animations.
Tab, how long should Windows notification dialog boxes stay open? Combo box, 7.0 seconds, 2 of 6.
This defaults to 5 seconds. You can adjust it if you want. I changed mine to 7. This is for the pop-up balloons and things. And as for JAWS 10, you know, you can hit your left click on those to activate them just after they come up. And if you need a little bit longer time for these balloons to stay up on the screen, you can adjust that here.
Tab, audio devices and sound themes link. Tab, learn about additional assistive technologies online link. Tab, JAWS 10.0 checkbox checked.
And that's interesting there. It must see that there's a screen reader running. Curious as to what this is here, so I'm going to switch to my JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC. OK button, cancel, but checkmark JAWS 10.0 checkbox check scroll down symbol. Low vision users, please use JAWS with Magic Screen Magnification software. JAWS for Windows from Freedom Scientific, Inc., the most powerful and popular screen reader in the world. 4. These programs are available on this computer. Running more than one at a time might cause conflicts.
Okay, so it's telling us that we have some assistive technologies on this computer. And it's giving us a little bit of information about those assistive technologies. And it's also giving us some tips for low vision users and using JAWS and Magic.
PC cursor.
All right.
Tab, OK button, Alt plus O.
So good, OK. And I'm just going to escape out of this since I didn't change anything.
Escape, send feedback, always scan this section, checkbox not checked, Alt plus O. Escape. Title is Ease of Access Center. Alt F4. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, RIC, 1 of 16.
Okay. And one other thing you can do, I was told, you can go into search.
Menu, search box edit, search programs and files.
And if you're deafblind, and you're probably not listening to this, unfortunately, if you are, you can type in deaf.
D-E-A-F, hear a tone when keys are pressed, H.
And you can get some settings here.
Hear a tone when keys, replace sounds with visual cues. Hear a tone when keys are pressed. Control panel, tool, hear a tone when keys.
And that is also in the Ease of Access Center, if you want to mess around with that any. All right, I'm going to escape out of that.
Escape. Title is Start Menu. Windows M, Leaving Menus, Folder View, List View, Not Selected, RIC, 1 of 16.
Okay, I'm going to switch back over here to the Vista machine.
Windows M, Desktop, Folder View, List View, RIC.
And what I'm going to show you next is the Network Sharing Center on Vista. And I'm going to show you how it is difficult to use the settings there. Not accessible at all, hardly. And it is very hard sometimes to set up networking on Vista, partially due to this. So, let me go to Control Panel.
Menu, Start Search Edit, F-C-O-N-T-R-O-L, Control Panel, Enter. Yeah. Leaving menus, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware and sound.
Alright, and then we'll go to
N, network and sharing center.
And we'll hit enter here.
Enter. Folder view, list view, view computers and devices link.
Okay, and what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to tab around here a little bit.
Tab, connect to a network link. Tab, set up a connection or network link.
And it all starts out all nice and normal.
Tab, manage network connections link. Tab, diagnose and repair link. Tab, internet options link.
Have all of our various options here.
Tab, Windows firewall link. Tab, network and sharing center help link. Tab, view full map link. Tab, brick-pc graphic. Tab, network graphic. Tab, internet graphic. Tab, customize link. Tab, view status link. Tab, graphic. Tab, unedit.
Okay, and here's where we start to run into trouble. You hear that something is on, but unfortunately we don't know what is on. And if I continue to tab.
Tab. Tab. Graphic. Tab. Off edit.
There's another that says it's off, and we don't know what it is.
Tab. Tab. Graphic. Tab. Off edit.
And again.
Tab. Tab. Graphic. Tab. Off edit.
As you can see, you haven't the slightest idea of what's going on here.
Tab. Tab. Graphic.
Now, if we route JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC. See also. Printer sharing off left parent. No printers installed right parent. See also. Password protected sharing. Internet options on.
Now, we can tell what's going on here. And to some extent, we can turn things on and off. But we have to JAWS cursor and know where we're at. Go back to the PC cursor and change the setting and go back to the JAWS cursor and verify it.
Password protected sharing.
Okay, let's say we want to turn the password protected sharing off.
Internet options on.
And it's on, so.
PC. Blank. Tab. Unedit. Space. Pressed. Unedit. Graphic. Unedit. Turn on password protected sharing radio button checked. Alt plus a.
And.
Turn off password protected sharing radio button checked. Alt plus W.
There we go.
Tab. Apply button. Space. User account control dialog. Tab. Details but tab. Continue but space.
And we got our nice friendly UAC prompt there.
JAWS to PC blank. 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 R. Control panel network and file edit view full tasks. Com view connect to break dash piece. Setup and manage network connect. Diagnet. Access local and in connection local area. Con sharing and discovery. Con. Network discovery on. File sharing off. Public folder sharing off.
Now if you JAWS cursor here, you can kind of tell what's going on. But in order to change these settings, you kind of need to get back to the PC cursor. And there's where our problem is at.
Printer sharing off left parent. No printers installed reside. Password protected sharing off.
Okay, we did manage to turn password sharing off there.
See also media sharing off.
Okay, so basically you see here on Vista how inaccessible this is and how difficult it could be for people to make these changes. It is possible. I have done it, but it certainly isn't easy. Okay, let me go over here to the Windows 7 machine, and we'll go to the same place.
Menu, search, .con, connect to a network, project, E, control, R, control panel, enter, leaving menus, all control panel items, CP category panel, send feedback.
Okay, and then we'll go to the network sharing center here.
And network and sharing center link.
All right, and I'll hit enter.
Enter, see full map link, send feedback. Tab, left parent is computer, right parent graphic, rick dash PC. Tab, network graphic, network. Tab, internet graphic, internet. Tab, connector disconnect link.
And basically you see this kind of starts out the same.
Tab, network icon graphic. Tab, network type link. Tab, home group status link. Tab, connection name link. Tab, set up a new connection or network link. Tab, connect to a network link. Tab, choose home group and sharing options link. Tab, fix a network problem link. Tab, toolbar desktop split button. Tab, search box edit. Search tab, control panel home link. Tab, change adapter settings link. Tab, change advanced sharing settings link.
Okay, now basically what we do here is we go into the advanced sharing options.
Change advanced sharing settings link. Space, send feedback. Change sharing options for different network profiles. Tab, toolbar desktop split tab, search box tab. Tab, what is network discovery? Tab, turn on network discovery radio button checked, 1 of 1.
Okay, here's our network discovery. Oh, excuse me, I hit my mic, sorry.
Tab, turn on file and printer sharing radio button checked, 1 of 1.
The first thing you notice here is that these are all radio buttons again, but they're accessible. We don't have to JAWS cursor or anything, we just tab.
Tab, what are the public folders? Link. Tab, turn on sharing so anyone with network access can open, change, and create files radio button checked, 1 of 1.
And we would just change any of these settings we wanted to. Don't have to Jaws cursor or anything like that. Just change our radio buttons here.
Turn off sharing left parent. People logged on to this computer can still access this folder. Turn on sharing so anyone with network access tab. Change ... link. Tab. Turn off password protected sharing radio button checked. 1 of 1. Tab. Help me decide link. Tab. Allow Windows Home Group to manage home group connections. Left parent recommended. Right parent radio button checked. 1 of 1.
And another one of the changes in the networking is the home group. And basically what the home group is in Windows 7 is this group of PCs that are all linked together through a network. And you can, they call it the home group. And you can change the settings for that, tell which computers are hooked to it, and different things like that.
Tab. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Toolbar. Desktop. Split button. Tab. Search box. Edit. Search. Search. Shift. Tab. Toolbar. Desktop. Split button. Shift. Tab. Cancel button.
Yeah, okay. We've come back around. Let me hit the cancel here.
Space. See full map link. Send feedback. Tab. Left parent is computer. Right parent. Tab. Network graphic. Net. Tab. Internet graphic. In tab. Connector disconnect. Tab. Home group status link. Tab. Connection name link. Tab. Set up a new connection or network link. Tab. Connect to a network link. Tab. Choose home group and sharing options link. Tab. Fix a network problem link. Tab. Toolbar desktop split. Tab. Search box. Tab. Control panel home link. Tab. Change adapter settings link. Tab. Change advanced sharing settings link. Tab. Home group link. Tab. Internet options link. Tab. Network and sharing center help link. Tab. See full map link.
And we've wrapped back around, but you have various settings here. You can get into the home group options. You can change internet options here. You can change your network adapter settings here. You change your sharing settings here as well. And all of this is nice and accessible. And it's one of the key changes to Windows 7 over Vista is that they made efforts to make sure that all the areas of Windows 7 were accessible and easy to get to, whereas in Vista, you know, certain things, like I said, the network sharing center, the Windows calendar, things like that, speech recognition, things like that, not very accessible in Vista. The Windows 7 doesn't offer a Windows calendar, so I guess they dropped that for whatever reason, so that didn't live long. And that's one of the things that that isn't in Windows 7, you know, including email, you know, the Windows calendar, a few other things. Can't remember off the top of my head right now, but all right. Well, that's basically what I wanted to show you here in this third part. And as I continue to work with Windows 7 and I find differences and things that I want to talk about, then hopefully I'll do a fourth part of the series. Haven't decided that yet, though. Haven't heard a whole lot of news lately about the status of Windows 7, but the rumor mills out there and the blogs and the podcasts seem to be stating that a release candidate may come out in April, and Windows 7 may actually be released here around the time school starts in the fall for the school season and the Christmas season. So that should be interesting. But I'll let you know more as I hear it. Okay, this wraps up this part of the series. I hope it's been helpful to you. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's rharmon928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.